The floor to the Ministry of Labour. The first thing that I want to say on our benefits system, which has particularly benefited the older persons, particularly women, recently our coverage reached 80%. And this figure, if we compare it with 2019 and 2021, was 55%. In June 2024, the benefit, the universal benefit, or the basic pension, was 2.47 million people. About 40% were women, and the complete system, which includes the universal pension and the unemployment or disability benefit rather, is about 58% of the beneficiaries were women. Now, our system has some gaps. It's a defined contribution system, so there's some indirect factors that can influence the gaps that prevail. Indirect factors can be the structure of the labour market, the distribution of gender roles in society, particularly for domestic and care roles, which leads to discrepancies between men and women. And in indirect factors, we have the rules of operation for the pension system itself. It depends on sex and the affiliates. We also have the gap that is mentioned in the midway pension, where we see a gap of 68%, and the amounts, the average amount of the self-funded pension, which is without the state contribution, which is 1.41%. We're now arriving at the general considerations of the reform, with a view to trying to close the gender gap. In the provisional reform, which is a bill that's currently being negotiated in the National Congress, the government has introduced some measures that include a compensation depending on the roles of men and women, the different mortality rates, and with a view to better distribution for high income earners and low income earners. There's also then an intergenerational aspect, which is funded through an extra contribution with a view to compensate for the wage disparities between men and women. And that's all. Thank you.